say hi to your pop.
This is Nathan Roach, reporting for subculture.com. We're in the scene with in Swansea with Thomas Nicholas. And we're just talking about his time in the UK so far. And we've just been discussing the Hit the Deck Festival.
Yeah, man. It was a fun time. I love playing Hit the Deck. I know, like, you know, they invited us back, but they're like, yeah, we're not going to have an acoustic stage this time, so you have to bring your band. So here we are with the band.
I'll see. I'd say all the boys probably enjoyed it as much as you probably are.
Yeah, man, everyone has a good time.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think Matt's actually played this venue before with, he used to be in the Dangerous Summer for 2 years. Mm. So he's played here before. Oh, we're driving cool. up, he's like, oh shit, this looks familiar.
Oh, that's cool. I noticed your dates for the tour itself are kind of like all quite erratic. Like how...
Well, they're even more erratic than the dates you're looking at. Because we have 11 band shows in 10 days. So after Nottingham, we had to drive to North Wales to do a show in Wrexham for the Wales Comic Con after party. Mm. But then we also have after parties on another 5 of the dates. So those are... I mean, they don't have these in the States. I'm not a DJ, but I know how to press play on some CDJs, you know? So I do these, like, DJ after party sets where I play just rock music.
Yeah.
So that's definitely, rock music's definitely in my wheelhouse, but I'm not like actually DJing because it's like, oh, that track's over. Next track. You know? But still, it means that from here, you know, I'll make your head spin.
Yeah, definitely.
So tomorrow, so we're here in Swansea tonight. Tomorrow we go back to London, play a show in South London, then we go to Brighton for the after party, then Bournemouth on the following day for the live show, and then back to London for Islington O2 Academy, then up to Stanford for a live show, and then Saturday night is Leeds, and then after Leeds we come to Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales, and then after there we go to Cardiff for our last show.
You must be drained so far.
Nah, man, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Awesome. Yeah. I love touring over here in the UK so much. I mean, that's why I've been back 5 times since 2012.
Hmm. Is there anywhere you've revisited since, like one place that you just thought, this place, I love this place?
I mean, there's a lot of things. I know that I've always played a show in... Thank you.
Hey.
I've always played a show in Wales on every tour. Hmm. At least one. This time we get to do it 4 times. So I really do love playing in Wales. Hmm. One of my first shows was actually in Cardiff in 2012.
Damn,
as well as our second show was in Wrexham. Of course, that tour was like nearly busted up because the tour manager left us. He's the tour manager promoter, and he was a Shylark. He's actually in jail now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
The publicity. Thank you. Bond.
Yeah, he tried to screw over a charity, and he messed with the value added tax, and that's what got him. So now he's serving like 2 years.
Wow.
Thank God he deserves to be in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, who leaves a band from America in Cardiff stranded?
Yeah,
we had our next show, and we had our next show in Wrexham, and I was doing a signing at Wales Comic Con. This is back in 2012. Mm. So we're like, Matt looked at me because Matt was on that tour also. He goes, "So are we going home?" I was like, "No, we're gonna take the train to Wrexham. We'll figure it out."
Yeah, it's fair. Right. It's easy enough. Like, I mean, it could have been worse. You could have been stranded in Merthyr Tydfil, and then you know.
To be fair though, I've played Mountain Ash, Aberdare, and now I'm upcoming as Merthyr Tydfil.
Mm.
We sell out shows there, so that's why I keep going back to that part of South Wales.
Yeah, definitely. Makes sense.
I mean, I don't know how Merthyr Tydfil will be, but we had a good turnout in Mountain Ash, and we had a great turnout in Aberdare, so Merthyr Tydfil is like right in the same area, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, hopefully the word's out. I don't know. I never know, because I've done anything from, you know, 10 people to 10,000, so you never know what you're going to get. It's like roulette.
Definitely, yeah. So, are you looking forward to playing by everyone tonight? Yeah,
yeah, man. I'm always stoked that I get to do what I love. Mm. I'm so thankful.
Was music always your first love?
It wasn't in the sense that I do music now. I started acting like 28 years ago. Mm. I've only been playing music for 20 years, and I didn't start touring until 2008, and that's mainly because what I call my first record is technically my fourth, but no one will ever hear the first three, so I call that school. So when I released my first record that I was happy with the sound, that's when I started touring.
Oh, that's cool.
So since that time, I've released 6 albums, 2 EPs, 4 full lengths, and lucky to have 500 shows under my belt.
Yeah, that's a big back catalog.
Yeah, it's I'm, like I said, I'm so thankful because I don't know how I've been able to do it. It's more of like passion that drives me because I don't have a record label paying for shit. So
that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, that's why on the recent release we did a Pledge Music campaign just because, you know, it's not like we're asking for a handout. Mm. All we did was pre-sales, and then we offered certain things that you couldn't get anywhere else. And yeah, it was really cool. I mean, and we also raised money for charity, so
yeah,
it definitely wasn't a handout. We just are trying to figure out how to adapt to make a DIY band still live, because I don't plan on quitting before I'm like maybe 85. Then I'll quit when I'm 85.
That's quite
it's and maybe not even then.
It's quite inspiring, man, to see that you're doing it without a record label and working with your passion, because you know obviously how all the artists start, and they feel like they need a record label actually to make progress. And
well, and to be fair too, like I know a lot of people probably assume like, oh, you're in the American Pie movies, who needs a record label, you're loaded. But I got a wife and a 3.5-year-old kid and a mortgage. No matter how loaded I am, that's where all my money is going. So yeah, there's nothing that I'm able to like just, you know, throw at the band. The band has to either live or die on its own. And that's just, you know, I think that's the same for any band.
Yeah, definitely. So you got the album now on the 20th of May released, yeah?
Yeah.
What would you say the largest influences for it?
For this current album, I got very heavily influenced by indie rock, like bands like Atlas Genius, Temper Trap, Phoenix, Young the Giant, Foster the People. I grew up listening to 90s rock, so I still have a foot in 90s rock. So for a long time, I was doing like a 90s post-grunge thing because I was listening to Foo Fighters. But the recent album, I don't know, I felt like there was a smaller window in there. Because again, when you don't have a machine behind you, how can you really compete with like 1,000 bands? I mean, how many bands are post-grunge? You know, and if you haven't had a hit in early 2000, you're dead in the water. But there's not many like high-energy indie rock bands, and I really dug it. And I felt like, oh, cool, if I could maybe retune my brain a little bit, then I could kind of switch gears. And I didn't have a record label telling me I couldn't, so I just decided to sort of, yeah, change styles a little bit. I mean, it's not, like, too far off, but everyone that has listened to all the previous stuff is really digging the new record, so I'm stoked. It's not like I've given anything up. I feel like for the first time, I've achieved more of a signature sound, and I've been looking for a signature sound for, like, 16 years. Seriously. Because, you know, the last stuff, you know, you could say, like, oh, that's cool. It sounds like A, it sounds like B, it sounds like C. The new stuff, it kind of has a signature sound. So, definitely. I don't know, I feel like it's more unique now.
Well, it definitely sounds like you've kind of reached that point where you're incredibly happy with your music now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it took a while to get here, but yes, here I am.
Well, you definitely pushed the limits, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, 17 shows in 10 days. I'm definitely working hard for my money. whatever way you want to slice it.
Yeah.
I wish I could just like vacation around, play a show here or there, but it doesn't work that way.
However much sleep deprivation it costs you.
Who needs sleep? That's sleep, what coffee's for.
And with the, is it the single Terrified?
Yeah, that was the first single. See, what we did, we sort of cheated a little bit. We released an EP with 4 singles, and when it got some good traction, that's when we decided to launch the Pledge Music campaign to finish up the record. So, technically speaking, we re-released 4 tracks, but I don't think anyone's too mad at me. So the first single was Terrified, the second single was Don't Stop, and now we're pushing the title track, which is Security.